that it is not simply a case of saying I'm going to write my statute so that I have extraterritorial powers.
Most South Africans trust the SABC and rate it highly as their primary source of news compared to other public institutions. This is according to a report conducted by the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation between July and August this year. The report also reveals that trust in other key public institutions such as Parliament, Eskom and the Presidency has declined between 2017 and 2019. Dr. Abraham Serote is from the Arts and Culture Department, which was also part of the project.
So it's unsurprising that the SABC is exception, that it's been trusted other than, as compared to other public institutions. Of course, we'll worry about Parliament. We'll accept the encouraging signs in terms of the office of the President. But Eskom is becoming more of a problem. We don't know if we were to do the survey in the next 2 weeks.
Public Protector Busisiwe Mkhwebane says she looks forward to completing matters in her office amid moves by the DA to start a process in Parliament to have her removed. The National Assembly recently adopted rules for the removal of the head of a Chapter 9 institution, such as the Public Protector. Mkhwebane was speaking in Pretoria, where she released a number of reports. She says she hopes to release reports on prominent investigations in the first quarter of the new year.
Also in the pipeline are the Free State website matter, the South African Revenue Services and Makwakwa matter, Kusile and Midupi power stations matter, the Independent Power Producers matter, the Giyani Water Project matter, and the alleged irregular procurement of services by SARS from a company known as BBND.
The SACP has condemned the alleged sabotage at Eskom, which contributed to the spate of load shedding. President Cyril Ramaphosa has revealed that a measure of sabotage had led to the power cuts. He says police and intelligence services are probing the incident. A special congress of the Communist Party has been taking place in Kempton Park, east of Joburg. SACP spokesperson Alex Mashilo.
The SACP identifies with the painful situation that our people are experiencing as a result of load shedding. The Special National Congress mandated the Central Committee to closely follow the investigation and ensure that the supporters are identified and held to account.
And finally, archaeologists in Ethiopia have unearthed the remains of an ancient city in the north of the country. Pottery, figurines and other artifacts were also found. The oldest part of the town, known as Beta Samati, dates back to the 8th century BC. A large 4th century AD basilica was found among the many other buildings. It's being described by academics as the earliest physical evidence for a church in Ethiopia and probably sub-Saharan Africa. The top story at 6 o'clock, the Competition Appeals Court has started hearing an appeal involving alleged currency price fixing by 14 local and international banks, with the matter including the question of the jurisdiction.